Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a cool and clear morning across Israel. Tel Aviv is waking up to a gentle breeze, while Jerusalem enjoys bright skies. Haifa residents can expect sunshine throughout the day. Here are today's headlines. First, amid a U.S.-Iran deal, the IDF reports Hezbollah continues attacking troops in southern Lebanon. This comes from the Times of Israel in earlier reporting. Also, Ron Dermer states Iran's nuclear capability has been completely destroyed. This news from Walla is just coming in now. Also this hour, Iran is weakened and Hezbollah is shattered since October 7, according to former Strategic Affairs Minister Ron Dermer. This was reported by the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Separately, a UK appeals court has upheld a ban on Palestine Action as a terrorist organization, according to a report from JTA this past hour. And finally, United Hatzalah's former minister made strong remarks about the security situation at the gala. This story broke earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, posted just minutes ago about a female medical team from Battalion 74. They're accompanying fighters on dangerous missions in Khan Yunis and treating the wounded under fire. Daniel Seidemann, a legal analyst, wrote just now about Western states warning companies regarding accountability for West Bank activities. He highlights the legal implications for international businesses. Not a Good Jewish Girl, a social media commentator, expressed frustration about algorithm-driven populist polarization. She argues this trend hinders meaningful understanding in dialogue. Let's go deeper. Starting with the situation in Lebanon, the Times of Israel reports that Hezbollah's attacks involve anti-tank missiles and mortars aimed at Israeli soldiers. This follows an Israeli strike that killed one person in Beirut. The escalating tensions could lead to further military engagements in the region. Turning to Ron Dermer's statements. Speaking at a United Hatzalah event, Dermer emphasized that Iran's nuclear threat has been neutralized. He also mentioned the impact of Israel's actions on Hezbollah since the conflict began on October 7. These assertions underline Israel's strategic stance against Iran and its allies. Meanwhile, the UK court's decision to uphold the ban on Palestine Action marks a significant legal precedent. This ruling confirms the British government's stance on the group's activities. It may influence other countries' policies towards pro-Palestinian organizations. On the economic front, first, the head of Google Research, Yossi Matias, stated that AI will enhance human innovation, but the role of humans remains critical. This insight comes from CTech, highlighting AI's growing influence on technological advancements. Separately, the Bar Association in Israel is challenging a startup over AI-driven parking ticket appeals. This development, reported by Globes, raises questions about the legal boundaries of AI applications in everyday services. And finally, Elon Musk is nearing the $1 trillion mark as SpaceX plans its IPO. Ynet Business reports that this could make Musk the world's first trillionaire. His financial influence is drawing both excitement and concern on Wall Street. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 11 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.